بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، so we begin this evening our class with the discussion of الركن الثاني من أركان الإيمان, the second fundamental and pillar from the foundations and fundamentals and the great pillars of الإيمان. The first one, الإيمان بالله عز وجل وبتوحيده تبارك وتعالى في ربوبيته وأسمائه وصفاته وفي ألوهيته سبحانه وتعالى. We have seen that which is related to that in the previous class. Alhamdulillah. And now we see the second foundation and fundamental with regards to the foundations and fundamentals of Al-Iman. And that is belief in the angels. To believe in the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal. كل آمن بالله وملائكته and in his angels. They all believe in Allah. And all the believers, they believe in Allah and in his angels. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the angels, they are a creation from the creation of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has created them. And Allah, he is in no need of anything from his creation. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, هو الغني الحميد. But Allah, he creates what he wills and he chooses. يخلق ويخلق ربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار. That your Lord, he creates what he wills and he chooses and selects. And he has created from his creation angels. And they are forces and from the forces of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they are under his authority and his command. لا يعصون الله فيما أمرهم لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. That they do not disobey Allah Azza wa Jal and that which he has commanded them, and they perform and they do exactly as what they have been commanded. They perform and they do whatever they have been commanded. And this is the issue with regards to the angels. And Allah has mentioned about them, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned about them, خُلِقَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ نُورِ, that the angels that have been created from light. That the angels, they have been created from light. So they are a creation from the creation of Allah. And believing in them is from the obligations of Al-Iman, rather it's from the foundations and the pillars of faith and believing in Allah Azza wa Jal. And the angels, they are not the daughters of Allah Azza wa Jal or the partners of Allah Azza wa Jal, as the mushrikun have claimed, those who are misguided. And they said, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدَ سُبْحَانَهُ بَلْ عِبَادُ مُكْرَمُونَ. And they say, the most gracious Allah, he has begotten a son and children. Glory to him. And those whom they worship besides Allah, they are honored slaves. بَلْ عِبَادُ مُكْرَمُونَ. And this included anything from the noble prophets and messengers and the angels as well that are worshipped, or the righteous that are worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jalla, bal ibadun mukramun, whether they are slaves and servants that are honorable and noble. لا يسبقونه بالقول وهم بأمره يعملون. They do not speak until he has spoken and they act on his command. يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يشفعون إلا لمن ارتضى وهم من خشيته مشفقون. And he knows what is before them and what is behind them, and they cannot intercede except for him whom Allah is pleased with, him whom he is pleased with. And they stand in awe for fear of him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the reality of the angels, that they are not the daughters nor the children of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Tabaraka wa ta'ala, he does not have children. And he was not begotten likewise. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have seen that in our previous class, in the belief in Allah, the believing in the existence of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and that he is alive and he never dies. And his life, it has no beginning, subhanahu wa ta'ala, no end. هو الأول ليس قبله شيء والآخر ليس بعده شيء. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is from those clarifications and clear understandings why he is worthy of worship alone. And everything besides him, its life has a beginning. and Allah has brought it into existence, and the existence of everything besides Allah Azza wa Jal, it has a beginning. As for Allah Azza wa Jal, هو الأول تبارك وتعالى ليس قبله شيء. There's nothing before him. He's alive and he never dies. And he has created angels. سبحانه وتعالى. He has created angels. So it's an obligation for a believer to believe in the angels. But this obligation cannot be fulfilled nor met. And the requirements must be understood. And one must comply to the proper creed and the proper belief with regards to the angels for his iman to be correct. As we have seen, there are those who have falsely ascribed the angels to Allah Azza wa Jalla as daughters or children. And the likes like this, and this is falsehood, and this is falsehood. So there are corrupt beliefs and creeds with regards to the angels, and the correct creed is what is required. And the correct belief is what is required. And the ulama, they mention some very beautiful benefits with regards to understanding this pillar. And it's easy for the one whom Allah makes it easy for. And we ask Allah to make it easy for us. And they say that we believe it's an obligation for a believer to believe in the angels, إجمالٍ فيما أجمل وتفصيلٍ فيما فصل. الإيمان بالملائكة يكون إجمالٍ فيما أجمل وتفصيلٍ فيما فصل. This is a beautiful statement that the ulama, they mention, that we believe in the angels, and what is an obligation to believe. And the proper belief in the angels of Allah Azza wa Jalla is to believe in them in general, in that which has been mentioned generally, and to believe in them specifically, in that which has been mentioned specifically. Because the reality is, أَكْرَمَكُمْ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا, that the angels have been mentioned in the text of the Qur'an and also in the authentic sunnah, sometimes in general, and sometimes with specific details. So in general, a believer believes that they are a creation from the creation of Allah, that which has preceded, and that they are created from light, and that they are created from light, and that they do not disobey Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they do whatever He has commanded, So the angels, they do not have the choice to disobey Allah. They do not have the choice to disobey Allah, rather they do exactly as they have been commanded. And this is the issue with the angels in general, to believe in them in general like this, in this manner. As for that which has come specifically, then specifically some of the names have been mentioned, and likewise there have been specific numbers that have been mentioned, and also there are specific trusts that they have been given and that Allah has put them in charge of, and or entrusted them to dispose of at His command, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by His will and His wisdom, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And likewise, there are some descriptions that have been mentioned as well, specific descriptions of the angels. So therefore, we believe in them in general, and that which has come generally, and we believe in them specifically, and that which has come specifically. And with regards to these noble angels, and also that which has come is that they're all noble as well, and that they are all, they're rusuls. نعم وجاعل الملائكة رسولا أولو الأجنحة مثنى وثلاثة ورباع يزيد في خلقه ما يشاء. الله أكبر. That Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has made the messenger, He has made the angels as messengers, and He has given them wings two and three and four, as He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He increases in His creation as He wills, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is a general belief, and then likewise there is a specific belief with regards to some of the names, and some of the names that have been mentioned, for example, the names of the angels like Jibril, and also Mikael, and also Israfil, and also there's an angel that has been mentioned by name, and his name is Malik, and also Munkar and Nakir. That these are specific names that have been mentioned in detail in the Quran and in the Sunnah. Some of them in the Quran and some of them in the Quran and in the Sunnah. So we see that these angels, we believe in the angels in general, and also we believe that there are specific angels. One of them, his name is Jibreel alayhi salam. Another, his name is Mikael. And another, Israfil. And another, Malik. And another, Munkar. His name is Munkar and Nakir. and Nakir. These are some of the names that have come with details with regards to those angels, so we believe in them. We believe that Allah, He has angels, and from those angels that He has, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that obey Him and do not disobey Him, there's an angel, his name is Munkar, and an angel, his name is Nakir, and an angel, his name is Mikail, Israfil, Malik, Jibra'il, alayhim as-salatu wa-salam, alayhim as-salam, alayhim as-salam. Now, so these names have come, and the evidences, and we believe in them like this. These names that have come in the evidences, and we believe in them like this. But likewise, there are some descriptions of those angels as well that it's an obligation for a believer to believe in. Any of these specific descriptions. So we believe in the angels in general, and then likewise in the detailed descriptions that have been mentioned with them. And we do not delve into the descriptions of the angels except with evidence and proof. Because the angels are from the affairs of the unseen. So then there's no way to know about them except by revelation. So a believer, he will not speak about the angels except with evidence and proof. And he will not say anything about them except with evidence and proof. So from the general description, that which has preceded, that has come in the narration of Aisha radiallahu anha in Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khuliqat al-malaikatu min nur, that the angels, they have been created from light. And likewise, Allah, He mentioned about them that He has made the messengers and that they have wings, 2, 3, and 4, and He increases in His creation as He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, it has been narrated from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He said, رَأَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ جِبْرِيلَ فِي سُورَتِهِ وَلَهُ 600 جَنَاحٍ, that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he saw Jibreel in the manner that he was created. And this happened 2 times. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he sent Jibreel in the manner that he was created. فِي السُورَةِ الَّتِي خُلِقَ عَلَيْهَا. Naam, alayhi salam, in the manner that Jibreel was created, in the form that he was created, the Prophet saw him in this manner 2 times, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. 1 time is this time. He said, and he had 600 wings. Kullu janahin minha qad sadd al-ufuq, and every wing has completely blocked the horizon, meaning everywhere that he would look, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Jibreel has covered entirely the horizon. He's very big, huge. And he has 600 wings. And he's mentioned here, يَسْقُطُ مِنْ جَنَاحِهِ مِنَ التَّهَاوِيلِ وَالدُّرِّ وَالْيَاقُوتِ مَا اللَّهُ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. And that there were these amazing colors and pearls and rubies falling from his wings, that only Allah knows about how many they were in their reality. So this is a specific description, and this is an authentic narration that has been narrated and authenticated by Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah. So this is a specific belief in the angels. And likewise, we know also from their descriptions and characteristics that they are able to change forms. And that also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he seen Jibreel as a man. And he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam while he's with his companions, and he mentioned to them the issue with regards to Hadith Jibreel. And Hadith of Umar radiallahu anhu, whenever he mentioned that a man came to them while they were sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in the end the Prophet, he said that it was Jibreel, أتاكم يعلمكم دينكم. Now the Hadith that is very famous. So in this particular Hadith, Jibreel, he came in the form of a handsome man, alayhi salam. So the angels, they have this ability. They have this ability. This is also from their descriptions. Also, it has been narrated authentically on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and authenticated by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah. And this is from the narration of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, أُذِنَ لِي أَنْ أُحَدِّثَ عَنْ مَلَكٍ مِنْ مَلَائِكَةِ اللَّهِ مِنْ حَمَلَةِ الْأَرْشِ, that I have been allowed to narrate and speak about an angel from the angels who carry the throne, the carriers of the throne. This is a beautiful benefit and a great understanding that we derive from just the beginning of this narration. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's the messenger of Allah, and he receives revelation, but he's still a man, and he's not worthy of worship. Nam udhina li, I was allowed to. The Prophet was allowed to speak about the angels. He's not even allowed to speak about the angels. Likewise, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's not allowed to speak about the affairs of iman except with the permission and revelation from Allah azza wa jal. Except with the revelation and the permission of Allah azza wa jal. Ma kunta tadri mal kitab wal al-iman. Nam, and this is the issue. Udhina li an uhaditha an malaka min malaikati Allahi min hamalati al-arsh. They have been allowed to narrate and to speak about an angel from the angels of the from the carriers of the throne, the bearers of the throne, those who bear the throne of Ar-Rahman. إِنَّمَا بَيْنَ شَحْمَةِ أُذُنِهِ إِلَىٰ عَتِقِهِ مَسِيرَةُ سَبْعِمِيَةٍ. Verily, the distance between his earlobe and his shoulder blade, or his shoulder, is the distance of 700 years. The distance of 700 years. In some narrations, yani on a swift horse or animal, riding animal, yani the traveling for 700 years. That's how long it would take for a rider to go from the earlobe to that's the distance, yani to understand and to imagine from the earlobe to the shoulder. If that's the case, from the earlobe for the shoulder, then Allahu Akbar, the rest of his body. And this is only one of the angels who are from those who bear the throne of Ar-Rahman and carry the throne of Ar-Rahman. So this is an indication that some of them, that their size is very big. That their size is very big. Likewise, we see Jibreel, his size is very big. And that these are from the creations of Allah Azza wa Jal. That they're from the creation, a creation from the creations of Allah Azza wa Jal. And verily Allah, He is able to do all things, and that Allah, He has power over all things, and that everything is under His command and His control, and He creates what He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, also, we believe in the numbers that have been mentioned in with regards to the angels. And in general, we believe that the numbers, there are many, and no one knows how many of them there are except for Allah Azza wa Jal. And he mentioned in his book, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ, that nobody knows the reality of his forces except for him. Now, so the angels, they likewise, there are a number of them. And the number of them is unknown, except to Allah. He is the only one who knows how many angels that he has created, and their number is great. And also from that which will indicate the greatness of the numbers of the angels is that which has been mentioned in the narration also of Malik ibn Sa'sa' radiyallahu anhu, collected by Bukhari wa Muslim. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ثُمِّ رُفِعَ لِي الْبَيْتُ الْمَعْمُورُ فَقُلْتُ يَا جِبْرِيلُ مَا هَذَا؟ قال هذا البيت المعمور يدخله كل يوم 70,000 ملك 70,000 ملك إذا خرجوا منه لم يعودوا فيه آخر ما عليهم.
That he mentioned that whenever he was on his night journey, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the house was lifted to him, al-bayt al-ma'mur. He said, what is this, ya Jibreel? He said, this is the al-bayt al-ma'mur. Al-bayt al-ma'mur, the inhibited house. And al-ma'mur, and it's full of life, inhibited. Now yadkhuluhu kull yawm 70,000 malak, that every single day 70,000 angels enter that home, enter that bayt, al-bayt al-ma'mur, and then whenever they leave it, they never return. And so every day, this is how many are entering, and those who enter, they never return. Those who enter, they never return. So the number of them is great. And the amount of them, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows that reality. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned about in the heavens that there's not a ma fiha mawdi'u arba'i asabi' illa wa malikun wadi'un jabhatahu sajidan lillah. That there is no place in the heavens, in the sky, that is the distance or the span of four fingers. In one narration, shibr, and a handspan, except there is an angel there putting its head down in prostration to Allah. يعني in the sky, there are angels prostrating to Allah Azza wa Jal. A believer, he does not see them, but he believes in them. And this is from the greatest aspects and attributes of a believer, is that he believes in the unseen. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who believe in the unseen. And from that, in the angels. And from that, in the angels. And there are likewise the mention of the angels, one on the right and one on the left, and the two of them. And also, ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. And the likes like this, and that they are writing the deeds, and this has been mentioned with a number. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has also mentioned عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرَ, that those angels that are guardians of the, or keepers of the hellfire, there are 19 of them. عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرَ, this has been mentioned. And also the mention in the Quran of the حملة العرش in Surah Al-Haqq, وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةً, that there are eight. There are eight angels on that day carrying the throne of your Lord. Carrying the throne of your Lord. So these numbers, they have been mentioned specifically. So we believe in them specifically, in these numbers. We believe in them specifically with these numbers. Likewise, it has been mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, and this is Sahih Muslim, that he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, speaking about the day of resurrection, Allah, He mentioned in His book, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا وَجِئَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّا لَهُ ذِكْرًا, that on that day your Lord will come with the angels ranks upon ranks, row upon row, and that on that day likewise Jahannam will be brought, and at that time an individual, a man, he will remember. But how could his remembrance at that time help him? And he remembered the reality. So therefore we should remember now and prepare for that day. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said about this issue, يُتَى بِجَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَهَا 70,000 زِمَامٍ, that the hellfire, it will be brought on that day, and it has 70,000 reins. مَعَ كُلِّ زِمَامٍ 70,000 مَلَكٍ يَجُرُّونَهَا, and along with every single rein, there are 70,000 angels pulling it. And وَجِئَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمٍ, the hellfire will be brought on the day of resurrection. How will it be brought? This narration, it clarifies that. It will be brought, and that hellfire, and its size and vastness, it has on it 70,000 reins, chains that they're pulling, reins that they're pulling with, zimam, that's being pulled with. On every single one of these reins, there are 70,000 angels, and they're pulling the hellfire. And they're pulling the hellfire. نسأل الله العافية. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يجير من النار. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يجير من النار. أعوذ بالله, نعوذ بالله من النار. نعوذ بالله من النار. So these are some of the details that have been mentioned with regards to the numbers of the angels. And likewise, there are some general descriptions and detailed descriptions of the angels with regards to their occupations and the obligations or the affairs that they have been entrusted to and that they perform at the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in general, that which has preceded it, that they are noble servants and they do not disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, and they do whatever they are commanded. So this is a general understanding with regards to all of the angels. لَا يَعْسُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. As for in detail, then many of them have specific occupations or trust that they have been entrusted with. And the best of them has been entrusted with the best of all of these trusts, and the most virtuous and lofty and high, and that is with regards to conveying the revelation from Allah to His creation. And that is, has been entrusted to Jibreel alayhi salam. نعم نزل به روح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين. Nam, that Ruh al-Hameen has descended with it, yani from Allah, descended with the Qur'an upon your heart so that you can be from the warners. So he has been entrusted with that, alayhi salam. And there are other angels that have been entrusted with the deeds of the servants. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِذِينَ كِرَامٍ كَاتِبِينَ,
ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. That verily there are guardians, angels with you, and they are noble scribes, and they know, يعلمون ما تفعلون. They know what you do, and they ascribe that. Huh? And that person does not pronounce one statement except that there is an angel ready to write that and to take that down in the record of the individual. So these are some of the occupations that have been mentioned. There are other angels that take the souls, and have been entrusted to taking the souls at the time of death, and is known as the angel of death. And he has Awan, and he has those who help him. Say to the Muhammad, يتوفاكم ملك الموت الذي وكل بكم ثم إلى ربكم ترجعون. ثم إلى ربكم ترجعون. Say to them that the angel of death is going to take their soul. Nam, the one that has been entrusted to them. And this is an issue that's been entrusted to him. And he has angels that are known as the Awan. The helping angels that help him whenever he takes the souls. So a believer, he believes in this. There's angels that come and take the soul of every individual, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to be kind to us and gentle, and to take our souls while He's pleased with us, Subhanahu wa Taala. So this belief, it has a great effect on a believer. It has a great effect on a believer. Believing that in the angels like this, believing first in Allah and then in His angels, and that there are angels even with an individual now, and that there are angels that are taking down and recording what He says and what He does, and not one statement does He pronounce except that it's written and inscribed for Him. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Whenever this is firm in the heart, then the believer, he will be shy that he will ever do something that he will see on that day, that the angels will write that against him. And the life's like this, the angels will be shy from Allah Azza wa Jalla, from the angels of Allah. Iyadhan billah, that a believer would fall into this affairs of disobedience and the life's like this. Not with the belief of the angels firm in his heart, but even that there will be a day that he will stand, and that the hellfire will be brought with 70,000 rains, and every rain 70,000 angels, and then the throne will be brought likewise, and there's 8 angels, great. One of them is great, as it has been described. It's carrying the throne of Ar-Rahman, and he's going to come, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, to judge between the servants and to separate between them. Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, all of this, Allahu Akbar, is a means for a believer to go straight. Whenever he learns these affairs and believes in them and strives against his soul to comply and to remember these affairs, is from the greatest means to be steadfast and to be obedient. To be steadfast and to be obedient. Likewise, there are angels. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned sayyahin, full of that. They're the extra angels who go about through the earth looking for the gatherings of knowledge. Looking for the gatherings of knowledge, and whenever they find one, they say, "Hurmu ila hajatikum or ila bughatikum." Come, we found what you're thinking, and they go around the gathering, and they stack on top of each other to the heavens in this manner, like this. Angels, we believe in that, and there's angels that are pleased with the student of knowledge. Inna al-malaikata la tadhu ajnihataha ridan li talib al-ilm. That there are angels, they put down their wings out of humbleness. And support for the student of knowledge. Whenever one is seeking knowledge, there are angels that are pleased with what he's doing, and they support and they're humble for him. And likewise, there are angels that make supplication and du'a for the believer. And if he comes to the prayer and he makes wudu in his house and he goes to the masjid, and he doesn't go for any other reason except salah, la yuhuzuhu ila salah, nam. And then he sat in the masjid, and then he prayed the prayer, and he stays there. Then the angels, they seek forgiveness for him. Allahumma kfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu, Allahumma tub alayh. That's what they say in the hadith of Abi Hurayrah radiallahu anhu. And they're making a dua for him. Ma lam yu'dhi wa ma lam yuhdith fihi wa ma lam yuhdith fihi wa ma lam yuhdith fihi wa ma lam yu'dhi fihi. Kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So long as he didn't break his wudu, or so long as he didn't harm somebody. The angels like this, they are making dua for him. Likewise, on the day of Jumu'ah, there are angels around the doors of the masjid. There are angels around the doors of the masjid, and whenever the imam, he steps up on the minbar, then they close their scriptures, and they come inside and listen to the dhikr. Allahu Akbar. All of these affairs, we believe in them like this. There are angels that Allah has. There are angels that Allah has. Allah has angels that He has created them, and they have all these different occupations and these different affairs, and the life's like this. And whenever a believer
he remembers this and he contemplates upon this, then his heart will move, believing in angels, the angels of Allah. كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُولِهِ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْ رُسُولِهِ وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. Now, so then a believer, he believes alhamdulillah in Allah and in the angels of Allah. In the angels of Allah. To summarize, believing in the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal in general, that which has come in general, and specifically this, that which has been mentioned specifically. So that includes those four affairs, and that is in their numbers. Believing in their numbers, that they're many, generally. Many of them, generally. We don't know how many they are. So then the numbers that are specific, mentioned specifically, then we believe in them specifically in this manner like this. And likewise in the occupations that they perform, then we believe in general that they do not disobey Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they do exactly as they have been commanded, all of them. And then as for the specific occupations and the responsibilities that they have been set in charge of, then we've seen some of the examples of that. And also likewise, some of the descriptions that we have seen about them. In general, they're created from light. And specifically, we have seen that some of them are of a specific size, or they have this many wings, or the lights like this. So all of this has come, and that is what we believe in. And likewise, their names, some of them, have been mentioned in general. And they have the angels. They are angels, malaika. Naam, malaika. Naam, and some of them they have specific names. We know their names from them: Jibril, Mikael, Israfil, Malik, and Munkar and Nakir. Naam, and then after this, alhamdulillah, we have al-ruknu thalithu, wa huwa al-imanu bil-rusuli. Al-imanu, aw al-imanu, kullun amana billahi wa malaikatihi. وكتبه ورسوله. إذن الركن الثالث الإيمان بالكتب. بالكتب. The belief and the proper faith and correct creed with regards to the books that have been revealed. And we close with this. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.